Kevin Gale, voice of the Crusaders, and this is Seder Stories, the official podcast of Holy Cross Athletics. On this very special episode, we recap the trip of a lifetime for Holy Cross men's basketball through the beautiful country of Greece back in July. I'm thrilled to be joined by the head coach of Holy Cross men's basketball, Dave Paulson, junior small forward Gabe Warren, and sophomore guard Tyler Boston. Gentlemen, welcome home. We've got a lot to cover after your week-long trip. Coach, let's start with you. How did you put this incredible opportunity in Greece together for your team?
Well, I mean, this is the fourth time that I've been able to take a team overseas, and all of them have been through Basketball Travelers, who are our tour guides, our hosts. This year was kind of cool. Our actual on-the-ground tour guide was Carlin Wood, who is the daughter of Nels Hawkinson, who's the founder and the owner of Basketball Travelers. And so, you know, every time we've gone with them, you know, the accommodations are great. We've got great tours. Every time that we had a tour, we had just for that day, like when we were at the Acropolis, our own tour guide for that. Then we had somebody who spoke Greek who traveled with us, as well as our U.S. tour guide. So everything was set up great. You know, it all hinges on the generosity. We had three lead donors, Holy Cross alums who bleed purple, who, you know, through their generosity made this possible. And then other people, supporters who helped, you know, fill in as well. You know, so it was great. There was no strain on our operating budget. And I just think it's a phenomenal opportunity for our guys to bond, to experience a different culture. The world's becoming more global. And, you know, these two guys that are in the screen with us aspire to play professionally when they're done, whether it be in the NBA or overseas. And we want to encourage that. And I think both those guys, I'm guessing, are going to say, they came out and say, yeah, I can play and I can function and thrive in a foreign country, which is oftentimes, you know, the big barrier for United States players. Hey, can I survive, you know, without going to McDonald's every day, right? And these guys really soak in the experience and the culture over in Greece.
And your players work so hard, as so many student athletes do. They don't really get an opportunity to do a study abroad program or travel abroad like this. Tyler, you said this was your first time out of the country. And I love this in the travel blog. You said when you first arrived in Thessaloniki, you said it was astounding. What a great word. What was most exciting for you and your teammates about first arriving in Greece?
I think just the built up excitement. I feel like we've been talking about this since late spring. So it was just like, just fun to be out there. I say the overview of the city, I think that was one of the first sites we visited. And that was just like amazing. I couldn't imagine anything like that. So I would say that, and then visiting the church. You know, it was hot, but it just me and Joe Nugent, we seen this thing where you could write like people you want to pray for on the card. So we sat and wrote down some names that we wanted to pray for. And it was just overall fun experience.
I love those cultural aspects in there, some religious history, some ancient history in Thessaloniki that included the legacy of Alexander the Great. Gabe, how valuable did you think learning about some of these traits of Greek life and Greek history were for you and your teammates?
I think it was very valuable. Like, just expanding your knowledge on, I mean, my whole life, I haven't really thought about, you know, Greece culture or anything like that. But these past months leading up to it, I've kind of tried to learn. We've done a couple things for the team to learn about the history and stuff like that. And just being enlightened on the different culture and the different lifestyle is honestly huge, because you realize the world's bigger than what it seems, honestly. And I feel like just... yeah, just being enlightened on that was huge for all of us.
Coach, this was a team-building experience from start to finish. On day three, you hosted your own version of the game show, The Amazing Race. You split up the players into teams and had them racing around Thessaloniki. How did that go?
Well, I'm looking here now. Well, results, let's see here.
So for folks listening, every time I talk with Coach Paulson, he always goes and grabs stats. You're grabbing the stats for The Amazing Race too, huh?
Yeah. So it's here in the back of the envelope. So Tyler Boston was a captain of a group. Okay. Gabe was a captain of a group, but Gabe had to make a few detours. So his group, who were you with? DeAndre? Gabe?
No, I was with Nugent.
Nugent, yeah.
Yeah.
They came in third. Tyler Boss's team came in a close second to John St. Germain's group. But it was really good. Our hosts, I mean, they did it, they had quizzes, and then you would get, you'd have to figure out what the question was, and then go and take a selfie, in front of the statue of Alexander the Great, or have some Greek people teach you how to say good game, in anticipation of our game. They did a food review, in the famous kind of like shopping area. There was a great, I mean, I'll share it with, I don't know, we could put it on social media, all the questions, but they did a great job of like a Greek history quiz, and it was really fun. The guys got into it. We did it early enough before it got too crazy hot. The winning team got gelato. So,
I hope you gave your assistant coach Johnson some gelato as well. He mentioned in the blog how much he was sweating the whole trip. So hopefully he got some of that as well. Gabe, who ended up winning the amazing race? I know you took third. Who was the winning team?
John St. Germain's team.
That's a nice debut for the newcomer.
Yeah.
So what we said, and he had Jayne Kirkwood on his team, and I said, and I bet on them. Well, not bet. I predicted that they were going to win. I said, if John St. Germain, who you'll get to know, great personality, but he's gonna bend the rules if you're not watching. All right. And then you got Kirkwood, who's brilliant. And I said, a cheater and a genius together on the same team. That's all human innovation. I'm
Unstoppable.
putting my money on St. Germain and Kirkwood's team, and they ended up winning it. And we say that all in jest about the cheating, but John's going to find a way to cut a corner for sure.
Tyler, I saw you laughing. You've got seven newcomers, a couple young guys, including Saint Germain on this team. How important was it for you guys to build a relationship, build a friendship with some of these guys that are going to be adding on to the roster depth this season?
So coming into it, I already knew John. We had some history in high school, playing against each other. And then with the rest of newcomers, I feel like most kids aren't like the same, like around the same age, but like I'm basically their age. So it just felt like instant, like just young, like not immature, but just a young group of guys that just have fun, be on social media a lot, just react to TikTok trends, just always laughing. So it was just pretty easy. And then we all like the work, and we all work together with different assistant coaches, and in practice we're always pushing each other. So it's just great to be around. It's just great to be around them.
Let's take a break. When we return, the Crusaders hit the court in Greece. Somebody's phone is ringing. That's next on Seder Stories.
Leadership and excellence in competition, in the classroom, in the community. For decades, Crusader Athletics has focused on our topmost commitment, elevating every student athlete to reach for more, to grow more, to achieve more. Help us to continue to strengthen minds, build character, and celebrate together as one Crusader nation. Because when we commit together, we win together. Join us, Crusaders Together.
Holy Cross football is heading back to Fenway Park this fall. The Crusaders will take on the Georgetown Hoyas Saturday, November 22nd in Boston. Don't miss your chance to be there for the Crusaders' return to Fenway. Tickets are available now at redsox.com/holycrossfootball. I'm Kevin Gale, voice of the Crusaders, and this is Seder Stories, the official podcast of Holy Cross Athletics. I'm joined by Dave Paulson, Gabe Warren, and Tyler Boston from Holy Cross men's basketball, reliving their incredible summer trip to Greece. All right, Tyler, let's start with you. After playing just 10 games as a freshman last year due to injury, you got back on the floor with your teammates in Greece for some friendly and some not so friendly matchups against Greek teams. How did it feel to play some competitive games again with the Crusaders against somebody in a different uniform?
It was great. I think I've been waiting for this for a really long time since middle of December. Mm-hmm. So just to get out there, see the ball go through the rim, have a few good assists, just defending, just basically doing everything that we talked about over the summer, just the principles and everything. And just me being more of a leader this year and just being able to communicate on both ends of the floor, I just felt like this year is going to be a great opportunity for me just to grow as a leader and not only just as a basketball player.
Gabe, you worked through your own bumps and bruises all season last year. How much further ahead do you feel as a player in this program from year one now going into year two?
Honestly, a world of difference. I feel like me right now and me a year ago are honestly two different people. I feel that the injury happened for a reason, and it allowed me to mature and grow in ways that I wouldn't have if I didn't go through that those trials and tribulations last year. And I feel like just the maturity piece and understanding what it means to be a leader, understanding that I have a voice and I need to use it in certain ways, not use it in certain ways, and just being more comfortable with everyone, the staff and the team and the camaraderie that we have. It's just been amazing. I feel like there's a world of difference.
Coach, give me an idea of just how hard you've seen Gabe and Tyler work in the gym, away from the court, strength and conditioning to get back to this position where they could be physically ready to go for a brand new season.
Yeah, these two guys, you know, there is no accent that they're on this podcast, because I think, you know, they showed as much growth, if not more, than any guys in our program over the last year. And again, both of them had adversity. You know, Gabe, you know, had 23 points at Wisconsin and then basically was not healthy the rest of the year. And at a certain, I don't know if people realize, I mean, we had him in a boot, and then he would play in the game, and by midway through the first half, he could barely function, you know, and so he never really practiced since early November. And again, Tyler was MVP at the Brown tournament, right? And we had the best non-conference record of any team in the Patriot League. And then he went down. And so to see these guys, and I would say Tyler is close to full strength now, or, you know, really close. And he played really, really well over there in Greece. And I think Gabe's probably at what, 80-90%. I don't think we've seen quote unquote their best, but they worked really, really hard. They never missed a day all summer. But what I'm most proud of is these guys have grown so much as leaders, in using their voice in a good way, holding each other accountable. It was fun to see on the court. It was also fun. I will say that I've taken four teams overseas, and this was, you know, I can't get other teams mad, but I've never had a better group of guys to be around. I never worried about the decisions that these guys were going to make, you know, in a foreign country. And I can't say that that was the case in the other teams that I brought overseas, you know. So it's a really good group, and Tyler and Gabe have really cemented themselves as clear leaders on this team.
Tyler, you had to be a leader in those two games that challenged you physically. A lot of fouls. It got a little chippy there. What did you like best about the way you and your team played overseas, and how you overcame some of that adversity as you're getting back to full health?
Yeah, as I would say, the second game, we started off slow, ended up being down a little bit, but we just took everything play after play, got it, scored, got a stop. It was just us not getting sped up by their defense, not getting frustrated, just staying the course, really. Going through our sets with good intent, and just ultimately ended up in a full 40-minute game, just ultimately ended up with us winning by 20-plus, I think. So mm-hmm. It was just us just sticking to the basics. Over in Europe, they like to slow down American teams, so we were just trying to play as fast as possible to transition And I think we did a really good job at that.
Gabe, how did you like that quick transition game against Greek opponents who play differently than what you see week in and week out in the Patriot League?
Oh, I loved it, honestly. I love it. That's what I'm used to. I'm from the South, and that's kind of that's how we play down here. So I'm all for it. And I just love that this team, we move the ball so willingly. Everyone is just looking for the open person. Everyone's trying to make the right plays. And when you play that fast and you have the right intentions, we won by 20-plus. And it was just fun to be a part of, just being on the floor of the game, competing. It was amazing.
Coach, we talked a little bit about some of those seven newcomers joining your team. How have you seen your squad grow and develop after playing those games together in Greece?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that the byproduct was we're allowed to have a few more practices. The NCAA allows you to do this once every 4 years, and we're allowed to have 10 additional practices beyond what the normal 4 hours a week that we're allowed. So we have more practices, right, to build competition, to build chemistry, to build camaraderie. But then the chance to go against other people, you know, it was really, really good. And certainly, you know, all the newcomers. So Will Jancic, who I think is going to be a phenomenal player for us, he hurt his foot in the middle of the summer, so he didn't play. But all our other newcomers came in and it showed their ability, showed their promise. But what I like best, Kevin, we played in both games, we ended up winning by 25 to 28 points. And as Tyler said, the team was trying to be physical with us, and we matched the physicality without losing our cool, without losing our composure. And the other thing is, in two games, so in 80 minutes, I don't think there was one bad shot taken.
Wow.
Like there were no selfish shots. There were no my turn shots. So we got a group that's really, really unselfish. And one of the neatest things, Bryson Johnson pointed this out. Every time we would go to a new city, we'd have a big group dinner. And so it wasn't just our team, coaching staff, my family came, Nick Smith, our deputy director, with his wife. And so we had like a group of 38, 39. And a lot of times when maybe tables of 8 or 10. And a lot of times when you go with a team, you kind of watch the guys and they kind of wait and look around and see who's walking in so they can make sure they sit next to their 3 or 4 closest friends. And on this trip, guys just walked in, sat down, didn't matter who they were sitting next to. And, every guy intermixed with every other guy. And when we'd see 4 guys walking through town exploring, it wasn't always the same 4 guys with the same other 4 guys. It really was a team. And so I think just that shared experience, those new guys, I think feel really, really, really integrated with our returning group.
Let's take one last break. When we return, Holy Cross men's basketball wraps up the trip of a lifetime in Greece right here on Seder Stories.
Leadership and excellence in competition, in the classroom, in the community. For decades, Crusader Athletics has focused on our topmost commitment, elevating every student athlete to reach for more, to grow more, to achieve more. Help us to continue to strengthen minds, build character, and celebrate together as one Crusader Nation. Because when we commit together, we win together. Join us, Crusaders Together.
Holy Cross Football is excited to announce the return of the Crusader Football Kickoff event at Pepe's Italian Restaurant on Thursday, September 4th. I'll be joined by head coach Dan Curran and members of the Holy Cross football team to talk with fans about the 2025 season ahead. The Crusader Football Kickoff event is free to attend. You can register now at goholycross.com/kickoff. I'm Kevin Gale, voice of the Crusaders, and this is Seder Stories, the official podcast of Holy Cross Athletics. I'm joined again by the head coach of Holy Cross men's basketball, Dave Paulson, junior guard forward Gabe Warren, and sophomore guard Tyler Boston. Coach, after your trip through Thessaloniki, your team visited Meteora, an incredible monastery atop an ancient rock formation. What did you enjoy most about sharing some of these incredible sites with your team?
Well, you know, what I really appreciated was, one, how willing they were to engage and really learn and experience. You know, they weren't too cool to see any of these sites and to soak up this history that, you know, 2,500 years ago, these monasteries built in, I mean, it's just like, it kind of blows your mind. The technology that they were able to build these and the faith, right? Like the commitment of people to create this monastery, to show respect. So all the guys had to wear pants and collared shirts. So we actually got these shirts for our guys, and it was about 105 degrees up there, Kevin. And our guys were into it. Right. And they just soaked it in and showed a reverence and a respect for other cultures and traditions. And I thought it was really, really cool.
After that, you made your way into Athens, a truly amazing, chaotic, historic city. Tyler, how did it feel as an athlete to visit the ancient Olympic Stadium, where so much of competitive sport really began?
I was looking forward to it since the beginning of the trip, because we weren't really able to work out much just with the chaotic schedule. So Coach Oz, our strength coach, told us we were going to go work out there. So we did a little bit of working out and then did some laps around. And then after the workout, we was able to see inside of the museum and the different Olympic years. So we seen the most recent one in Paris, then Tokyo after that. So it was just unique to see all the Olympic Games since 1972, I want to say. So it was just a nice experience, I'm saying.
Gabe, you can't summer in Greece without a trip to the beach. So you wrapped up the trip on Hydra Island, where I heard you actually ate at the same restaurant where Michael Jordan and Dwayne Wade have been before. How tough was it to leave Greece by the time you guys got some beach time under the sun?
Oh, it was tough. We could have stayed in Hydra Island forever, honestly. The water was beautiful, clear, nice. The vibes were amazing with the team. Everyone was having a great time. So it was honestly an amazing way to wrap up the trip, that and then the team dinner that night. So that day was just amazing, unreal.
Did you get a chance to keep in touch with family and friends back home? What did you tell them was the highlight of your trip through Greece?
Oh, honestly, it's between Hydra Island and the Thessaloniki, the tour. The day that we did that tour, it was amazing. The top, I think TB mentioned it earlier, getting to look over the whole city and just seeing how expansive it was and how, like, the way it was kind of built, going up on the mounds, going, it was unreal.
Tyler, I love the way that Coach Paulson said this is a great opportunity for players to learn that, hey, you can live and play abroad. What were some of your big cultural takeaways? What made you feel more comfortable now in Greece or in countries abroad than maybe you expected when you first left?
The language barrier. I would say before we went, we learned some new stuff and some Greek words, but just how easy, like, it was, well, I felt it easy, like to say water, thank you, and hello. It was easy to kind of start conversations over there. And our tour guide helped us when we came across people on the side of the street. So learning just the languages, that language, and just being able to effectively communicate with waiters, waitresses, and just different people in the city.
Coach, I want to circle back to something you said, that in all your career taking trips like this with teams, you've never seen one so trustworthy, so connected, so enjoyable to be with. It's something that you said throughout last season. How do you feel like that connectivity is going to help launch this team to new heights next season?
Well, I think in a lot of ways, again, like we said, like the way that they just would go in for a big team dinner or group dinner and not care who they sat with, you know, and that's very rare. And, you know, if we're going to have the success that we want, number one, we need to stay healthy, right? So these two guys in the frame, we're not able to play. Tyler missed the rest of the season after the first 10 games, and Gabe was limited, truthfully, after the first game, right? So, but we've got good depth if we're healthy. And so it's going to require everyone to sacrifice, right? It's going to require everyone to trust their teammates. And I don't think we're going to have necessarily one guy who's scoring 22 points a game. I think we're going to have 7, 8 guys that are capable of leading us and scoring on any given night. So that trust factor, is really going to resonate. But then more than anything, like, we want to be so successful and work so hard, but we want to have fun while we're doing it. And so when you really, really enjoy and trust the guys you're going to battle with every single day, it just makes the whole experience rewarding, because there's going to be dark days no matter what. The body's sore, or it's a long road trip, or you got a 12-page paper due the day we get back on campus, or whatever it might be. But when you're with a group that you really believe in and trust and enjoy being around, it makes it all the worthwhile.
Gabe, it sounds like this entire trip was a huge win for your program. I've got to ask, how much do you and your teammates really appreciate the support of Crusader alums in helping put this entire experience together?
I mean, it's hard to put it into words how blessed we are to be able to be a part of an organization and a family that is so willing to help us experience new things. Like basketball, Holy Cross basketball has taken all of our team further than we ever imagined. Like TB said, he's never been over there. I have never been over there. There's only like one or two guys has ever experienced that. And it's honestly just such a blessing to see the world. And we're just extremely appreciative of everyone that was a part of putting this trip together and allowing us to experience that.
Tyler, how rewarding is a trip like this, considering, the big expectations that you had when you first arrived from Holy Cross, not just as a basketball program, but an entire college experience?
It was fun. As you said before, we don't get to go overseas for abroad, learning abroad. And just for us to learn and also play a sport that we love, it was a great, I think we will remember this for the rest of our lives. Because most of us, well, not Coach Paulson, but me and Gabe, kind of a prime of our lives right now. So it's a moment.
Hey, wait a second.
It's a moment we will remember for a long time. And just like going on this trip with our families, our Crusader family. And it's just something that I won't ever forget personally.
I love that. He brought it home, Coach. And I'll give you the last word on this one. When's the next time we can expect your team to get an experience like this? And how important is it for Crusader alums to keep supporting this program, even though you're not in the prime of your life anymore?
Okay, number one, we're going in 4 years and I'll still be in my prime of my life. Okay. Number two, TB, I cannot wait till our first practice. All right. And I will prove to you once and for all that I'm in the prime of my life. But, I just think this is a transformative experience. And that's, when we recruited Tyler and we recruited Gabe, we talked about, the world of college athletics has become very transactional. Okay. And it's changed drastically in the last few years. We want to be different. We want to be unique. We want to have a transformational experience for our guys. Certainly what happens on the court, incredibly important. We want to pour into these guys and player development. I think you're going to see improved play from Tyler and Gabe. We want to pour in them in terms of leadership development, because I think those are transferable skills. But then opportunities to learn and grow. We've got just an amazing 90-wide mentoring program where each one of these guys has two men's basketball alums or three that help serve as mentors and career guides and career exploration. So it's all part of the package of providing a world-class experience that touches every aspect of their life. It doesn't happen by accident, and it doesn't happen inexpensively, right? And so we need people to continue to support through the Crusader Athletics Fund. And there's plenty of pockets for those who are interested to earmark their money for things that are, you know, near to their heart, as well as we continue to try to build a championship program on and off the court.
Dave Paulson, Gabe Warren, Tyler Boston, thank you so much for sharing all these great memories from Greece. A lot of us were sitting back here a little jealous looking at some of the videos and the photos. Maybe I'll get an invite as an announcer 4 years from now, but we can't wait to see you all back in the Hart Center soon for the new season. Thanks again for doing this.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Great to see you guys. And my thanks to everyone for tuning in. We'll be back soon with another episode of Seder Stories. Until then, we ask that you tell your fellow Crusaders about Seder Stories, available anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and SoundCloud. Thanks again for joining us on Seder Stories. I'm Kevin Gale. Go Cross Go!